Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed on AM 360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is, we will never quit. American Muslim 360 is number one Muslim radio station.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us, or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Oh, hi, what a beautiful, beautiful welcome to you out there, all of you. I love you. I see you. So I want you to join AM360.org every Tuesday morning from 8 o'clock a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Healing and Harmony for Humankind with doctor, sister, mother, teacher. I am the host, producer, and engineer of Healing and Harmony for Humankind. And you, beloved listeners, is why I'm here. And so I'm here, you're here. That's the way that is. And I'm thankful and I love it. And so, you know, I want you to come in with laughter in your heart. You know, this great spirit of optimism and seeing that this is such a wonderful time in historical observations. It's a wonderful time of how many things are now unfolding and and inspiring us to go to higher and higher and higher levels, right? Okay, so here's what I want you to do. You know, I want you to, first of all, I want you to inhale in your breath. Your breath. We talked about the breath, how important it is. I've just gone into a drop of what the breath does. But we can see it is a leak. You know, this is the heart, the soul, the mind, the breath. So when you inhale light, it's inhaling life. And you take that in. And then you hold it and allow it to do its work and then let it out gently so the toxins and the poisons and the building up of the fluids and things that have caused pressure and stress on you, just let it out and let it go. Let it go. That's what you have. It's free breath to do this. It's no charge for it. So you just take advantage of it and be able to inhale your life and expel the poisons or the toxicities or anything that would lead to your death. So do that. Take a deep breath in. Hold it a moment. Relax your shoulders and let out. Let all of it go. That in any way would weigh you down and not let you go to the highest level of absorption today. All right? And keep a smile on your face, because when you're doing what is natural, the cannabinoid receptors, that are giving you that elevated feeling, that height of ecstasy, all free again, all natural, that's what you'll get. And then you'll come down gently into a place of calm, a place of peace, a place where you can think with your rational soul on what you're going to do for today, how you're going to live your life. You will have the choice. You will have the power to determine how you are going to live your life and not someone else. Not someone else taking it over and doing it for you. All right, there we are. We are starting up here. So you know, you can see now, you want to get everybody on. You want to call everyone you know. You know, your more relatives. You want to call in your friends and your neighbors, your coworkers and co-students, and people who believe in every belief system. You know, you want to get Jewish people on, and Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhas and all of the people who have something they believe in, and even those who say they don't believe in a creator, or they don't believe in organized religion, but they believe there's a creator, and there's something out there. Believe. Get them all on, because we got to remember, right? And if there's anyone who thinks they're your enemy, you want to call them up first, text them, email them first, because they're confused. But if they get into this dialogue where a lot of the confusions are dispelled and they can participate, they will become, no doubt, your best friend and your greatest ally. I've seen that many times in my life. All right, so we're going to get ready today and give you, a number. So there's somebody out there on the Internet or somebody in another country. I have people all over. These broadcasts goes into other countries. So if you got your WhatsApp where you can dial to another country for free, get them on the line. You know, wake them up. Or either they're getting ready to go to bed, whatever. Get them say, oh, just wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Put some bass in it. And get them on. So you can have them do that by dialing 515-605-9891. And they'll be right here in the studio with me. And if they want to have something, say something, just burning a question or a comment or knowledge, anything, you know, you'll be able to push one in on your device, your landline or cell phone. I don't know about tablets, but however, you can do that. You can push one, and it will your mic will light up here in my studio board, and then I will bring you into what we call the queue and say, welcome to you. You have the mic, okay? Just that simple. And you can do it at any time, and I will certainly acknowledge your desire to speak, and I will respond. So that's what, 515-605-9891. And if you can't get through, because we do hold people all over the world and all in the United States are online here today at Healing and Harmony, and you might get a busy signal on that first one, but we do have an overflow number, which is 425-292-4253. And, you know, you go to Facebook now, everybody, not everybody because I don't, but many people are certainly have the Facebook, and they've got their Facebook friends and neighbors, and go there and say, I love Healing and Harmony for Humankind, and I love AM360.org, and tell them, draw this into your community if you don't already have it a part of your community. So do that, and then if you want to listen without paying fees that the carriers are now trying to charge everyone and make it harder for you to get information, well, go to the Internet. It's still free, and you can dial 701-719-4197, and you'll actually do live streaming. You'll see live streaming, the podcast, and things are going on 24 hours a day. So you'll be able to even hear this broadcast again through that process. So, and also you can share comments at info@cwsc.us. That's, this is the website, cwsc.us. And so if you want to get more info or you want to give some to do that, you can tweet, of course, at cwsc.us. W Sure, that's a capital C, capital W, capital S, H-U-R-A-A. You can visit AM360.org's parent corporation, Community Wide Sure Conference. CWC at CWC.us is really where you want to go to just look at all of the wonderful things that are taking place with the parent corporation, which is CWC.us, and then AM360.org. Many, you know, keeping up with progress. And you just want to, be able to be a part of all of this, you know, want to say, I'd like to volunteer, I'd like to get in on the action, you know, and I'd like to donate, I'd like to, you know, just donate something every month just to have my name on the building blocks of this particular network. Right? Okay. And so, Laura, if you want to then leave a listener comment, then you can dial this very important number, 910-317-0297, and you can personally just have, you know, your voice and your comments left there, and someone will return it and respond to you. And, of course, you can also go to previous informative archived broadcasts and re-listen and get your groups together and study together, because I'm going to tell you here now, right on Healing and Harmony for Humankind, we have been going over a common sense course this year. Imagine, this is like the 40th week. 40 weeks of this, we've been bringing in things for the common sense, which is the rational soul, which is that which is common to the human being, to human beings, and common to the things in creation. So that's a high level of sense being activated. And so we have, all of you out here, you got common sense. And this is the course that will allow us then to be spiritual freedom fighters and unafraid peacemakers. That's the big difference on how we're going to apply the things that we're getting that are a part of us, not foreign to us. They resonate with us. And so write that down for those who don't know, who are just maybe coming in and they're seeing what we're doing here. And this is the spiritual freedom fighters, because they're talking about civil war right out there. Well, we don't want to be in that. We witnessed civil bloody wars. We witnessed people turning on one another, and the systems that are to protect the people turning on them, and just many things. Well, no. We want the spiritual freedom fighters to follow the course of those prophetic people who were able to achieve the changes in society and in individuals that came naturally from their common sense connection with their personal relationship with their Creator. And so therefore they were able to propose things that lessen the idea of warfare. No, you don't attack. You don't go in and take somebody's land and make them a colony and aggressively remove everything about them and replace it with something other than them. And if they don't comply, torture, kill, murder. No. The spiritual freedom fighters, we raise up and elevate the rational soul. We stir up that part, that the soul that governs the vegetative, the body members, the soul that governs the self-accusing spirit, the moral development, to see that human beings, we can come together and solve things in a way that brings order and peace, and it brings abundance for everyone. So that's what we're talking about, the spiritual freedom fighters. And we know we have to be unafraid, because when you talk about that kind of finding balance and peace, those who live off of corruption and disorder, they don't want it, because they've been able to dominate the human being and make them a subject or make them something other than that which contains souls, that which contains a relationship with the Creator, that which contains steps and developments of degrees of evolving into higher levels of being and doing. So you can see, yeah, you got to maintain that. And so that's what we're doing, and I've been bringing some clips, and I'm reading from, you got to stay with me, all of you, don't move out of those chairs, because last week, if you were on, and I was reading and bringing more and more of the Albert Camus, the canon of medicine that you don't hear about, surely, in this United States of America. And bringing in, you will see how the Creator soul uniquely brought into being a human creation to be able to make manifest the Creator, the unseen Creator, by utilizing all of the elements of creation that would make people think that the person or the people who do that, they are unbelievably magical and powerful. They can take technology and they can do all these wonderful things with it. And we are in all of that. And yet, it would not happen if it were not for a Creator bringing all this into being and making it accessible within ourselves and in the universe, creating what is called natural law, the law of nature. All right, so we're going to do more. You want to be sure you don't miss anything. Last week, what did we talked about? And everyone I've spoken with never heard. And I'm talking about the people who have gone through and the science they've supposedly learned. And I'm saying, you know, okay, the male and the female both have sperm and semen. We went over that. I'm not going to go back over it because I want you to go back and listen. But I'm just giving you kind of some of the frosting, you know, the natural frosting on a natural cake, right? So we're talking about that, and then talking about how that it was compared to manufacturing milk into cheese, and talking about that curdling or that clotting, the clot at the beginning before it goes into the thickness of the cheese, the milk, the clotting is the sperm. Yeah, and you go back of the male, and then we went to the coagulating of this, and then the coagulum, the female. It's just amazing. Went to the menstrual cycle and what the blood is when it discharges from the body, and why does it stop when you're pregnant? Because it has to do certain things with the formation of the baby, and the beginning of the human life is the male power, and then the formation of the human baby's body members, the female. They're powerfully spiritually guided. And you go back and listen. I'm just giving you just a glimpse of that I read from Elkanoon C. Tip. And that canon of medicine, as you're going to hear today, whenever I started out, a bit long ago, I started out and I was talking about Ibn Sina, whose name is very long. And again, I always say, please don't let them have you call him Ibn Sina, the Italian or Greek idea of this human being, and take away his association with his belief and his culture and his time and give it to someone else. Because that's what we've been talking about, just giving it over to someone else. And then not even mentioning it in comparison to its successes. Had we continued on that path of studying and elevating the way it was presented from those ancients 1,000 years ago, well, we would not see disease today. But people are going back to that, where we're going to reach a time where we won't see diseases like this. No, we won't. And the mental and the spiritual and the physical beings will be using all of the faculties and drives toward the quality of life and the time when the end comes, according to the laws of nature. It's a wonderfully beautiful thing, your love listeners. And so this week, or not last week, and I said I was reading, I started at page 52, I'm sorry. And then I said, I was going to try to get to 40, you know, but I didn't, because it was so wonderful to just kind of talk about, you know, how the human being is brought into being. Going back to remind us that we started out talking about the nature of the human being. We talked about Ibn Sina speaking that the Islamic medicine was profoundly different from this modern medical model, because it looks into the prevention and the cures. It looks to make the ease come out of the discomfort at any time, that would take the human being into a state of lingering disorder, disharmony, or discomfort. No, it would bring that human being back through the application of the vegetative, of the sensitive, and of the rational souls would be able to find everything in creation to bring us back to balance and harmony, and thus healing. What if we stay out of that balance? If we are not having that equilibrium, bring that discomforting moment right away back to comfort, back to ease, getting the cure of what was making us uncomfortable. And then going for rebounding with an understanding of how to do that, how to share how to do that, and how to prove that it works. But, you know, if we go into this state of discomfort and it lingers on and on, and the root cause is never gotten to, and then someone comes and overloads the human mind and the human body and the human spirit with false things or you know, artificial chemicalized things, it causes even more of the discomfort to get deeper and deeper and deeper, and it lingers and it lingers until all of a sudden you're being told you are diseased. You are diseased. There's no dis-ease. You are diseased. And that disease will ultimately take you to a horrific, discomforting death. All right. So, yeah. But listen, that's why I'm so hopeful, because we're bringing to you the absolute opposite of that. The things you have not heard, the cures you can get, you know, the restorations that are automatically, innately yours. And that's what we're talking about here. And we're bringing it to you by this polymath that they consider a polymath, Ibn Sina, young man who learned his scriptures, the Quran. He learned them at the age of 10, not only the linguistic part of it, but the grammar, the deeper understanding of it. And he then went on to such kind of master the philosophy, the philosophical thinkings of universal law and you know, worldly participation. Oh, my, you know, they called him a prodigy, a genius. And he studied the metaphysics, the psychology, and then went into the alchemy and the chemistries and, oh, biology and zoology. And I mean, all of the things that we hear, the various now specialized areas, this is what we are amassing when we are learning about our own healing. We are taking in everything that has been given a name of study, but we're making it the fullness of how do we stay whole and how do we have that quality of life. And how do we use the quantities established for us as the principles of life? We talked about that. Matter and the principles of life is the basic composition of the human being. And matter, just kind of reminder, is that it used to be that matter was thought of as this great atomic energy. And then they decided that there were protons and neurons and nucleus and, oh, many, many particles that they could not really, in this modern day, just come up with a clear definition of matter. And so we know then that matter are the many, many, many elements that the Creator has provided for the composition of human life and the principles of how we live it. So, we had this matter, and this, and then we talked about the fluids. So the semen, the sperm, are fluids. But before we got to that, we talked about that those fluids that flow in us and must be excreted out of us have more significance than the tissues or the organs or the veins or the bones. That it has an, and we'll see how it impacts all of those systems and all of the members, the fluids. And even the Creator started out showing how the elements of life and we're hearing, right? We're hearing all over the modern scientific the business model. The scientific business model, we'll hear the things as if, you know, follow that business model or, and they'll interchange it with follow the science. But where we're seeing is that following the business model science has really taken us to, and you're going to see, it's just taken us into more and more so-called diseases, more and more deaths, more and more loss of every form of life. That is our inheritance. And so you want to be sure that this is Heaven Sena bringing forth the marvelous common sense relationship of truly understanding science. And so he was called the Prince of Physicians. When he got to studying medicine, he said, this is the easiest of all, because it's dealing with the compounds that we are used from the plant life. And it really then is showing us how to know ourselves. So that would be the most exciting thing, I think, is to say, listen, when you find out how the semen and the sperm works and the blood, everything that happens to us, there's a reason and a purpose for it, and it follows the common sense laws and nature laws of nature. Well, of course, that would be the easiest. So here we are, now doing the easiest part of his work, is we're looking at the real science, that we can see the outcome being a healing and harmony for all of humankind. All right? And in case you just tuned in, I just said it. This is healing and harmony for humankind. And I am Dr. Sister Mother Teacher, Maiza Muhammad, your host and producing engineer. And I'm right here at AM360.org. The number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. So definitely want to know your intellect is respected here. And I think I'm going to let us just absorb all that I've just been saying and just relax and take it in and sharpen your pens and pencils, get more people on if you like. And, we're going to just... Bring in an announcement, some information that you can know about healing and harmony, different things that are happening here on AM360.org that you can, listen in at different times and you'll hear people announcing, what their broadcasts are. And you'll be able to then, get even more information, ask more questions. You'll be able to participate yourself in a lot of different ways and hear about community life and hear about your financial life and, your inventiveness programs and services programs that are being done by other individuals here. You can just learn a lot, of course, listening, to the various different broadcasts. And you'll then be able to, use your right of choice on what you, can bring into your own life and what you may decide that, you at this time may not want to do that. But at least you will have the choice to do so. And that is a great blessing, is that you will have the choice to do that. So I'm going to get around here and see where we're going here. But go over your notes and just see what you want to do as usual. If I don't, I'm going to bypass this. If I don't, see this here. Once again, let it go with this one. All right. Look at this person running crazy. Okay. We can do this something. Yeah, I'm inhaling, so don't worry. I'm right here with you. I'm just kind of inhaling and trying to relax here myself, And moving along here for a moment. All right, I got to figure out what's going on again here. Oh, there we are. Don't go. No, don't go. I'm just right here contemplating at this moment. As you know, I'm working. I'm the engineer, so I'm working my board here. And I might just have to there. Let's see. Can I keep it? It should be. All right. This is not going to work for me for the moment, so don't worry about it. I'll come back to it. Once I get this thing activated, it'll start doing okay. Since it's not human, you know, it's operating on my movement. And as I said, you know, I know I need to do something about it. I have something about my cursor and get another one or something. And I might just have to be forced to do that because it just don't want to do right for me. So meanwhile, while I'm trying to make it do right, I will say this to you that what if I were to ask someone to just say, what are the basic building blocks that of science, of the human being, what would you say they would be? What would you be able? Would you say? I'm asking you now. Would you say they are protein? These building blocks are proteins. Would you say that? And then if I said, all right, which proteins are they? Well, would you then begin to say the protease and then I say, well, what is this protease? Name these. Then would you be able to do that? Would you be able to find in nature the proteins that you have named? Would you be able to find them and isolate them as the basic building block? Would you be able to do that? So I'm asked that, and if we were under the tutelage of Evan Sleeper, we would be saying, he would say, the building blocks, the basic building blocks to science, and they are earth, air, water, and fire. And then if I say to you, well, where is earth? And what is earth? You would be able to easily tell me that. And then I would say, what comes out of the earth? You'd be able to easily tell me many of the things that come from the earth. You can look at everything. There's stucco houses, houses that started out building with mud, and you'll find out that the trees that grow, bamboos for you. You'll be able to just do a whole long thing on that. And then I would say, all right, where do you find air? And we just said, we just inhaled life, and we expelled death. We expelled life in, and we expelled the toxicity that it had accumulated out, and that we see that air, everything, though it's invisible to us, we know it's there. And then I say, well, what about water? And you would say, water is composed 3/4 of the planet Earth, and everything in Earth must have water. Water is everywhere. It's in everything. Nothing can happen without water. And then I would say, well, what about fire? Fire, it's the heat. It's the heat. It's that which burns up things. You know, it will destroy the toxicities. It will destroy the poisons in the earth. So the new soil can be renewed. Then we're back to the earth and the water and the air. And then we can begin this all over again. Well, but where are the proteins for the building block? Tell me someone out here. Come on, up the road if you want to. But all right, but now we are going to do the break. And I want you to stay with me. Know that you are at Healing and Harmony for Humankind. And I am Mother, Sister, Teacher, Dr. Baez Muhammad. Don't go away. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. We invite you every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to enter the weekly CWSC Building the Model Community Life Seminar, hosted by yours truly, Kareem Hamid, Radio Station Manager for America Muslim 360. The seminar is part of the Learning Lab concept, helping communities nationwide in the areas of leadership, organization, and management. So join us each and every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the CWSC Building the Model Community Life Seminar. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Priscilla Alupde here, representative of Muhammad Schools National Alumni Association and the Community Wide Share Conference event planner. I'm excited to say Barbados, March 3rd through the 5th, 2023, Island of Barbados, and Cruisin', March 5th through the 11th, our cruise 2023, leaving out of the island of Barbados. We're excited to share that the Community Wide Share Conference at the Muslim Journal and the American Muslim 360 Radio in collaboration would like to invite you to join us, save those dates, but most importantly, if you're interested in joining us, March 2023, please visit our website, the Community Wide Share Conference website, which is www.cwsc.us. That's www.cwsc.us. Please visit the website and pay on your cabin. It's just a deposit. $100 will secure your deposit for your cabin. Now, $100 deposit is $50 each for two people in a cabin. So the beauty is $100 deposit will reserve your cabin. And then we have about 8 months to then pay off that particular cruise and be ready to enjoy ourselves. More to share. As-salamu alaykum.
All right, I'm back, and I'll say wa alaykum as-salam. I'm back. I may be, and I hope that those who want to go on the cruise and get to even see the humongous ship, you know, that is like a hotel, as they would say, or a little city, a ship that's big and heavy as a little city where you can go and do all kinds of activities right aboard the ship. And that ship is floating on top of an ocean to which we don't know where it begins and where it ends. You're really, truly there, stuck out in the ocean now, away from city life, totally depending upon the Creator and the reimagining of that community life right on the ship, and all of the people are together. But even these things, when you look out and through the little portal and you see these oceans everywhere, and there have been times when people have seen glaciers or things in the ocean that they could not imagine. If we're even just looking out at nature from that point of view, that in itself should be an affirming understanding of the existence of an unseen Creator through all that we see. That is in total order. And then we can compare it to the human being who will take those wonders and what will come out of it many times, too many times, would be disorder. So I tell people now when they want to say one world order, and I tell myself now this idea of the one world order or the new one world order, that there has always been a universally guided worldly order. Always, it came with the Creator, it remains with the creation, and it will no doubt be here when this civilization perishes, if it does, like others before its time, to serve a new coming into being, people of new thoughts, and people willing to do new things, with the orderly system that has always been around the entire world. Yeah? So all we're involved in now is the disorderly system. And that disorderly system cannot last because it keeps bumping into each other itself and clang, clicking and clanking and, you know, and knocking off each other. So eventually we will see the compliance to the real, real world order. Okay, so here we are back. We've been talking about, you know, Eben Sina's book, and we're comparing the profoundly different medicine from the modern business model of profit and loss and you know, things that do not establish the real observation, experimentation, and hypotheses or guesswork of what real science can help you do with the guessing, can get real close to the real meaning. So we're showing the difference between the two. And in that, we've talked about things that I know we haven't heard of out here, and the humors. And we talked about the not the proteins being the building blocks, but the elements, these four elements that are in everything, again. And that was, of course, you know by heart now, right? You know. But then that is going to be earth, air, water, and fire. And then we talked about the humors. But the humors, in just a simple, common sense way of thinking about it, are the fluids. The fluids that flow in and out of our body are more significant than the tangible, the concrete organs. You know, everything is important. Everything has something to do. But if what goes in cannot get out, and if what cannot go in properly, then therein that's carried by these fluids that are called humors, the name, and we went over that, right? Those four humors are sanguine or blood. Blood. Just is going to give the common terms. It is our blood. We know that the blood moves. It can come out of the body. It can remain in the body. You're not going to necessarily see your liver punching through your body. You're not going to see the spleen or the kidneys or any of these things punching through your body that you can identify that's coming out and in, that's coming out from within. Blood, you know, it will come out and you will see it. You will say it's red and it's thick. And people who want to taste it, they'll say it's sweet. That's the nature of its makeup. So there's one fluid, the blood. Important fluid. And then there's the phlegm that is white and watery, glassy, that they will say then houses these infectious fighting, you know, experts to go and round up something and isolate it so that it can be destroyed and not touch another part of the body, not circulate to others, to overwhelm the whole body, and you can live. It will save your life. One of those aspects, and that everything works together to do that. Then, so then you call that the phlegm, and then it will come out and show you when it comes out to the degree that that battle has taken place on your behalf, and the little fighting matter will show you that when it was bad, it was pretty yellow and smelly and thick, and you were feeling really miserable. And then it started to clear up a little bit. They would call it the cholera, the yellowish color. It'll clear up a bit, and you'll say, the battle is almost over. It's getting better now. I'm seeing more cleanness now coming out. And then finally, it'll dry up completely, and you'll jump up with the energy of recovery. And yes, and that's that fluid, the phlegm. And then you'll have that what is called the, what I mentioned, the bilious, they say that, but it's chalera, which gives you a yellow color. Now you've got the colors identifying how the body is doing, just on that level. And then you've got the, what they call atrabilis, or the black bile. You've got yellow bile and black bile. And so that is just showing you how, again, when you're sorry, you know, there's sorrow in you, you know, where there's anger or disappointment or depressions, they call it, wrap those up and say depressions. So that can have an effect on our healing, our harmony. And then we say, how do these all these things work? So now this is what I'm getting here from Evan Cena. Well, are we getting that, though? Now, I know you can see now. You can see it all. You can understand and see, you know, the unseen air. You can see how it plays a role with the heart and the ability for the blood through the left and right ventricles, the openings, to be able to collect all of this toxic, contaminated blood from the things we've taken in, personally ourselves, and some of the things that have been inhaled against our will. That this, just imagine, the heart is communicating to send this blood, the collective, all of that contamination, so you can bring it up to the breath waiting there in the lungs. Gallons of it, waiting to absorb it into this unseen air and purify it and clean it, like you put it in a washing machine, wash it off with natural cleansing agents, and then send that purified, clean air back to the heart. And the heart, like a conductor of the train, travels it all through the body, dispersing it everywhere, giving you the life-giving energy. Round and round. That is something. Well, that can be proven, because you know you can prove it within yourself. So then what is this so-called follow the science telling us, though? No, you better put contaminants in your body to create a contrary reaction to fight those contaminants and diffuse the energy that was being used naturally to just every day get rid of the things, so you'll have quality of life. And you will have the harmony and the peace of mind and the agility to achieve whatever you will. Now, there's a difference, right? So how do you weigh this out? And that's what we're doing here. Okay, so I'm gonna attempt to do this page, this 40, part 40 that I mentioned last week, and then I want to show where we're gonna go to the clips, right? And we're just gonna compare and contrast. You really can compare now your nature and the truth that you can speak the truth and not have to do a disclaimer saying, oh, it's criminal to mention the word cure. Don't do it. And of course, prevention is not even at the top of the list. But cure, no, is not even on the list. So we're hearing something different here and showing the proof of how you achieve it. And that it is truly a reality and a real follow the science process. So let me get my big book here, and see can we do this. If I can use page 40, I'm moving away from my my mom to get the book, and put it up here. He's gonna always pray that I don't mess up with this big book right in front of my keyboard. So I have to do this very gently, and then I'm going to position myself to be able to read this part that I was talking about last week after sharing about, you know, the semen. And sharing about the menstrual cycle and the male and female power of bringing in life, and that in reality, you cannot really say, a female can't say, this is my body. Because when those two come together, the male and the female sperm and semen, only the life itself and the formation of the life takes place. And so that single substance, you become a single substance, one in one. And each of you see, has a right over your bodies, and your bodies have rights over you and me. So that right away should, you know, begin to have the conversation as to, are we really able to say that only one person can take a life, or another person can abandon that life, and once it's in out into the community world, and just walk away from it by not seeing the relevance of its participation? And the female saying, it's my body, I can get rid of the baby, and thinking that you can do it in so many weeks, when we're showing that that clot, that coagulating is the beginning of the human being. That clotting time is the beginning of the human being. And then the remnants that we've been talking about, the coagulum, is the beginning of the formation of the body members of the human being. So that life is determined by the Creator way ahead. What a human being is determining, it's life. And what can be done with that baby? All right? Okay. So here we are. We're at page 40. And I'm going to read from this part of the Alchemy text, that you listen to your notes and try to draw this together. And obviously, where I'm going to start it, I'm going to skip, because it mentions the. Remember, I was just talking about the humor. That's just one part of it, of what we find out about our own selves and the healing capacity within ourselves. So the humors are made of the material, which is at a nutritional nature. All right? So this is where you're saying the fluid that the Creator put in us had a nutritional nature, had a nutritional nature. And now we're just talking about these fluids, right? Okay? So a thing can be nutritional, nutritious. We can have this, it can be that way, only if its qualities are, similar to those of the body. If they're similar to those of the body. When we put things in us that are not similar to the fluid, similar to the members, similar to the principles of life, now we have ourselves bordering on disharmony and uncomfortable place to be. And we're beginning to feel it in the signs that tell us you're out of comfort. You're in dis-ease. Do something now to bring yourself back. Right? So, but we have to know what to put in and what has to come out of us. Okay. And the thing which has a quantitative, so now I'm making it slow, a qualitative reason. This is a compliance with a balance, a equilibrium to the body. You can write it down so you get it. Can only be a, right? a compound and not a simple substance. They're compounds, like water. So what did we say? There are these four elements. It just can't be a single substance. So it's going to be earth, it's going to be air, it's going to be water, it's going to be fire, compound, complex. Okay. Now, so now I want to skip down and kind of go to the part where it's saying the production of the humus. So this is a section like 4.2 in the Canon Al-Kanun Z-Tib, the Canon of Medicine, and this is a compilation of five volumes put together by Edward Sina, this child prodigy, the prince of physicians, who had his works studied all over the world up until this very 19th or 20th century, maybe, and even now in the 21st century, you will still find it being studied in other parts of the parts of this global world, and particularly where it's studying the heart and how the blood flows. When it used to be thought that the blood went through a hole, which was Galen, and Evan Sina mentions Galen often because he is a Greek polymath, you know, a child prodigy that many of the is followed today, and not even they are following it as it should be, but that is so. This you'll hear him compare how Galen was missing different things because of his concentration on looking into animal life to determine the nature of the human being, looking at chicken embryo and how that comes about, and comparing it to what I'm just telling you of how human life comes about in the human being, not like a chicken. But Galen did a lot of that utilizing the animals, and this is why today many of the studies are on the animals, on chickens still, on pigs, on birds, on every part of the otherworldly created things. But herein is where Evan Sina's work is focusing on the relationship between the creator and the human being only, and how we have been given this great power to recognize the least of the immediate discomfort, anything that becomes uncomfortable in us, in our thinking, in our bodily responses, in our rational soul, you know, in our self-accusing moral life, that we get it right away. We recognize it right away in those sensitivities. And we recognize it right away, and we immediately look for the rational outcome to eliminate that which would rob us of that quality of life that the Creator wanted us to have, even though we're going to end up, you know, at the time of leaving this world existence, according to the time mindset for every individual by the Creator. All right, so we have this production of the humus. Oh, let me do this. Take that light off. Yeah, see if that's going to work for me. Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. Let's see. But anyway, okay. It's speaking of the digestion, and that's a big part of the problems that many people have in the intestines, is digestion. And listen to this. It says the digestion begins from the time of mastication. So mastication is what? The time you start the chewing, and you're breaking down then what should be that which gives you nutritionness, a nutritional value. And your teeth now are beginning to bust it open, bust it wide open so that it can begin to flow through those fluids into you like a river of life, your regeneration and renewal of all of these systems that must carry you into what we would call old age. So now you've got the mastication of the chewing. Yes, and you can, and you can prove this. You just start, get your food, pick up a little something now, and you put it in your mouth. It's going to be solid, you know, or it'll be in the form that you prepared or someone else prepared it. And then you put it in your mouth, and then you start chewing. You start clamping the teeth out on it, and you can do this. This is your scientific experiment and proof of what is being read here, that is where it's going to begin. And when you're doing that, you're creating a fluid. So you're getting humors now. You're getting fluids, the juices that are coming out of that that have to flow in your body and do what it's going to do and be able to flow out of your body. It's going to go in at the top and flow out at the bottom, of which the body cannot use for nutrition or for healing. Well, this is, yeah, we're following the science, all right? Okay, so now you got the picture of this here. This is digestion, and this is the beginning of it. And we're reading this from Alcuin. This is the prince of, they refer to him, the prince of physicians, and he is giving you the, out of these volumes, and this is the volume one of General Medicine. General Medicine. Now, if you're not hearing this in the modern medicine, and you do hear some of it, right, but then let's go on with it. So once you start chewing, and the digestion then is going to begin from this, and then you're going to get the juices or the fluids we were talking about from the mucus. This is the phlegm, the mucus membrane of the mouth. Now you got the mouth doing what it's supposed to do, and you're getting now this mucus membrane from the mouth. And then you go on, and it says here, right, after you, this is process. Then the food, let me go back here. Look at this. Okay. Put that down here, right, the mouth. So now this fluid, this humor, is called saliva. Right? So then you got now the saliva. And you're going to be practicing this from now on. You're going to be conscious of what's going in and what effect it's going to have on you and your quality and quantity of life. So now you've got the saliva, which aids the digestion. Okay, go back over here, the digestion. Oh, and further, okay, further by its own air, water, fire. So it's telling you now, it's going to aid it by its own innate heat. Because what are you doing? You're using energy, right? And that energy is producing innate heat. And that heat is a part of the almost, and I don't know if I want to use this word, but cooking of what you have put in that needs to be digested. And so now you're on this point, all of this you can just start to test for yourself and, you know, not just kind of sit down and eat and not even think about what's happening and what effect it's having on your blood and the air in your body and the earth in your body and the fire in your body, and which means all of that has something to do with the balance and the harmony of your life, of your life principles, or the imbalance that can linger and make you think you have a disease in which you will go seek more artificial chemical things, because the business model of the medical model cannot bring you anything that they can make money off of, and we know we've been through all of that. In order to do that, they got to take ownership of it. This is my thing. So they get a patent, a trademark, so no one can use their thing, or they can have all the rights to their thing. and all the prophets of their things. And so they cannot get that from nature. They can't take the air and say, we're only going to give you so much air, and those, and if we want air, we're going to charge you a lot of money for that air, or you will not get it. It will be withheld from you. They can't do that with nature. So they have to create something unnatural to which they can say, only going to distribute this to the people who can afford it. But it's supposed to save you. It's supposed to help you. But we're not going to let you have it unless you can afford it. And then those who can afford it, afford for us to take all that they may have, are not going to get well from it because it's foreign. It's not nature. It's not natural. It is not similar to your own body. It's not similar to your own mind. It's not similar to your own fiction. It's not even close. It's not even close when you're told that a man is God, or you're told that there's an invisible devil created by the Creator that's wreaking havoc, and you have nothing to do with that but to let the Creator come in and rescue us. And then we have here what is being put into the rational soul. Oh, my. Oh, white is pure and supreme, and it has no evil intent, and whatever it does to you, it is not for any harm. And then you have in black is, oh, heinous, immoral, and no lights, and can't comprehend anything, is prone to do wicked things. And we people go along, and they accept that. And that becomes a perpetual disease. And finally somebody says, we can patent that. We can capitalize off of that. We can make money off of that. We can make money off of that white idea of having to do with the human being, the nature of the human being, and that black idea. Oh, we can write books. We can do presentations. We can build industries. Oh, we can have rulers and leaders and kings and queens and, oh, emperors and presidents. And, oh, we can have all these titles under the idea of the perfectionist of the white. Money, 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 money. Follow the money. And we'll wrap it all up under science. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but here, I'm just telling you now, let's follow the real science that you can prove. Get you some food. Take the teeth, bust it open, break open all of its inner workings, and then let the juices, the saliva accumulate up into the lungs, into the mouth, and then where do we go from there? Okay? So I follow with me. I know you're walking with me on this because this is what we can see. This is really the common sense. This is a really common sense. So, we're not going to swallow food half chewed. We're not going to swallow food whole and have the body then have to do extra work with its hydrochloric acid, and things are going to get stuck like a carburetor being left open. That used to be, I don't know about a carburetor now, but a carburetor would be open and the car would get the gas would flow back and the car would flutter and it would stall out and it would stop. Those who know about with a carburetor there. And so you get this food that's not digested in any way, no nutritional value, it hasn't gone through a process, gets stuck in that flap opening that going down into the esophageal, down and through a tube into the stomach, and now you've got to get that other fluid, that what they would call the hydrochloric acid, that is so hot and so corrosive, it will burn it up. It will burn it up, and then the juices from it being burned up can flow back up in your throat, back to that thing that was hung open from something that wasn't digested, and it will burn you. And then you'll go and you'll rush to someone who will say, you've got acid reflux. And now we're going to give you a chemical to soothe it down. And those things like that on the shelf, where you can purchase it just as they would say over the counter. And that which is given to you by that business model, the medical model that you pay for a profit, those things are the biggest sellers, among the biggest sellers in this country. Those so-called anti-acids, those things that are trying to generate the innate heat in you that your body is not doing, and the hydrochloric acid now is doing it for you, and it's burning you up. So now they're giving you something allegedly to cool the system down. And that doesn't work, contrary to saying you've got to go through the process where the burning up won't take place. Now, I mean, that's, so therefore we, you know, and if you figure this out and if we do this, what do? We put the big selling profits from anti-acids, nobody would be buying them. So then that would put a crap in the financial profits of that industry. What if they would say, well, what the heck are we going to do? The people are going through a natural process of how their food should be digested and how the fluids that are going to in the body that will circulate and flow in and out that would give you them the quantity and the quality of the health. Yeah, they're going to have to figure out, well, we better do something to make them stay on this rail. Well, heaven seems to be letting us know now. How do we cherish these systems that the Creator has given us? Free of charge. And they automatically, they say, many of them, you know, work on their own without our permission. Our heart doesn't get our permission to beat. Our breath doesn't get our permission to breathe. And there, you know, our urine doesn't get our permission to come out and stay in. So all of these things that are voluntary and involuntary, you know, the body will go into an involuntary fast when it really needs to save your life and just say stop. Don't put anything else in you. Just stop and let the body, let your souls purify and cleanse you so you can keep going. And it will then, if you won't participate in that, it will shut you down itself and you will have no appetite. And, or whatever you taste will be that burning, bitter feeling coming up, back up in your throat, up through the lining and making you hoarse because now it's a mess with your voice box. This is all what the Creator did, just to fix you and me, right? And we should be honoring that, don't you think? I mean, yeah, just think if somebody were protecting your vehicle or your house or, you know, your bitcoins, the digital stuff, we would be so grateful. We would be so grateful, wouldn't we? But then the Creator is doing all this. We just say, oh, we just turn it over, let them take it out. Since we can't digest, let them take out 2/3 of our digestive. And, you know, be blind and take them out. And then we still have the problem. Even more problems now. All right, so let me go back and just get this. Because just giving a small part of this, you begin to see now the power in yourself. And so now you're going to, when we talked about this mucus, right? And in the mouth of the saliva of the stomach, we're talking about the hydrochloric acid. It's coming up, okay. The food, I'm trying to go through these lines, so staying with it. The food is altered by its own, all right, now we're spitting the word here, so now I got to move over to the other side. By its own innate heat or activity. So you know, you're doing some actions here, so you're really kind of, chewing, that's an activity. You know, and then the saliva's coming up and your tongue is beginning to sort out what shouldn't go in and maybe what can go in. And so you've got this activity taking place in you. And then it says here, and this is the, really, I'm going to hold this book and struggle here with this. Okay, this is the reason, okay, why. This is the reason why the application, right, the application of chewing, what matures, it boils, and this is the heat. So a kind, you know, you've heard a lot of times right now people are allergic to wheat, and I see your light, and the people are allergic to wheat, and what happens is he, Evan Cena, would be giving this this example of when wheat goes into the human body, and the innate heat is one of the processes of beginning to break it down. The heat boils the wheat, and the wheat swells. It swells up into your, you know, system, and so therefore this boiling of the wheat in you is what many people can't tolerate. They can't tolerate that. And this is why you have them saying wheat gives such a reaction now of trying to discharge the volatile responses from this wheat swelling up and boiling and releasing decaying factors that once it's boiled in the heat of the body, and now it has the potentiality to decay to cause gaseous reactions. Now I'm gonna have to move my book to open up this queue here. So I'm gonna do that, and we'll see what the questions are. And I'm gonna try to go to, because just trying to deal with these things that we are not even the basic thing that we are not being told to take charge of our healing of our life, that we just do all the time. It's automatic. We do it all the time. We know we have to put food in our mouth. We know it has to be chewed. If we try to swallow it whole, somebody will be giving you, they'll have to make you spit it out. You know, they have a name for that. But, or you'll choke to death. So we know these things. But now we have to see how our body, along with its foes, you know, are working with us and for us. And so that's what we're after doing here. So I'm going to bring you in the queue. I think I have been waiting too long because I was reading. But I'm going to come back to it. I'm right here with you now and bring you into the queue. All right, you've got the mic here. I got to move my book. I don't know if I'm going to try to put it back up there again. I'm just going to have to try to tell you. So, yeah, this is whoever has the 1111. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
Sounds to me. Yeah. Okay. Welcome to Healing in Harmony.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your words of wisdom. You are making a difference in our universe, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that. I thank you. I love you for that, and I appreciate it. Anything else?
Well, you are the love and the energy that this world needs. You know, there's only two ways to approach life, you know, in this vessel that God has given us, our bodies, and those two ways are anger or love, and it's so simple, and you're teaching us and expressing the importance of love, of how we should act, and you are making a difference, and I feel every day if one person hears what you have to say and they're down and out, it's your words that will lift them and have an impact on other people, so thank you again.
And thank you again. And I give all of the praises to the Creator that has allowed this so wonderful for us to have this love. And it is indeed what you say. It is the forces of the spiritual freedom fighting. It's the healing. And we're going to see better things. And you've made this voice. And it makes me wonderfully. I'm joyful for that. So you be very safe today. Be at peace and you stay filled with the love. And if you ever want to come back and see anything, go ahead.
Yeah, I need help as well, and you're the person I think that can help. Your energy, your connection to the universe, your connection to God, and all that is good. I was wondering, could you please say a prayer for me, and perhaps with your words, you could create this loving energy, this loving, beautiful force from the embodiment of light to help me. My name is Arnold. Like Arnold
right,
Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
What's that?
Well, I would say it's Arnold, like whatever your real name is, and that can only be compared to you. I will be saying, wishing and praying for, and you're receiving that energy of the principles of life, and I will certainly be, not in my prayer. You're going to do the work, and you're on that journey. But I can pray you stay on that journey. And I can pray that you get all that you need.
Well, this is what I'm praying for. I'm disabled, and I lost my my housemaid. So I was wondering if you could please pray for me to get a new maid for me, Arnold.
All right, I will do that. And maybe somewhere
so
out there.
I'm going to close my eyes and wait. Well, can I stay on the phone?
Arnold, I would prefer for me to do that, not so publicly, but I would like to do that, when I'm offline for you. But your healing is already within the power of your speech. You know, is to say you are not disabled. I'm not sure if I know what disabled mean, because you're expressing the power of your thoughts, which are absolutely not disabled. So you have a physical challenge, maybe? Right. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, the reason why I'm asking you to make a public prayer is because I'm in need of a maid, and if there's a maid out there by the grace of God that's listening to your show, she might be able to get in touch with me. So I was wondering if you could just please pray for me, Arnold, to get a new maid. And
well,
I'll listen
Arnold,
in and join you.
Right. Well, Arnold, I don't know how one would reach you, but I'm sure there are maids out there. And I know that it depends upon what kind of maid you're looking for, that there's certainly resources for that to happen for you. And the best I would surely be able to do is to see what way I could personally assist that you get that maid. If I know what your needs are and others know perhaps what it is, what maid you're looking for, they're out there, and they may very well, as you say, be hearing and listening. I will pray that they do, that they are listening. They're out there to Arnold, but would have to know what would you like, who would you like to have to fill that role? What do you really need? But do this
I
for
don't
me,
care if she's. Yes, thank you. I could give you specifics. She doesn't need to be that good of a cleaner. I just need a companion. She just needs to be, nice to be with. She needs to be attractive. And,
okay. We're getting to the deep depth of this. What I'd like you to do is, please, Arn, do this. Is take my direct number, and if you would give me a call offline, all right? Okay, you ready?
Right. Yeah, go
404. Okay, 404-290-9163. And then once I speak with you offline and see if my prayers will be action to help, and then if we figure that out, maybe next week when I come back, then I will see if it's going to be feasible for me to ask people, the listeners, if they know somebody that will fit your needs. All right?
You know, yeah, because a lot of these maids, they're getting too dainty. I just need a strong maid, you know, somebody who's, right. You know, a good-looking lady and strong.
Okay, well, we can talk that good-looking, you know, if you got some beauty coming from within, you know, so that's why I said once we talk, I can see, you know, beauty from within does not deteriorate. The good looks from without, have a tendency to fluctuate day to day and therefore affect the moods of people. So we'll talk about what it is, that will lighten up your life and to give you the comfort you're looking for. That work for you, Arnie?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter so much within. I just want her to be attractive and have a nice companion, somebody who's pleasant to look at. I know a strong maid who's, you know.
Okay. I've got that down. So you've got a way to communicate with me, and then we're going to see how we can work that out. And if you need to do it via a public way to help you out here through our broadcast, then we'll try to do that, all right? But I appreciate, you even coming in and your voice matters. And we do so much appreciate you and so much love for you. And so I will definitely be with the help of the Creator. I'll try to do my part on that. But at this moment, I want to go ahead.
Before I go, I'm going to give you a call, and I appreciate your time. You're a lovely woman of God, and I can't thank you enough. But before I go, can you just give a phrase to the universe. Just, can you please say, "Dear God, find Arnold an attractive maid to fulfill his life." That's all I ask from you.
I know, and I would love to do that, but I would just kind of repeat what you want me to do, and I would prefer to that of what I would want from you from what I can do come from my heart. So I would prefer to that really truly be, at this moment, a private exchange, all right? And I want you to be at rest with that. I want you to just feel that that's okay, that we're going to get the prayer out there, with your power. And
how will the prayer go?
Well, when we find out, you know, what it is that you, the basics of really, like you said, what you're fully looking for, then that prayer would be for that type of a person to manifest, maybe show up at your door, I don't know, or somebody will call you and say, "Yo, we got just the right person for you, you know, that will help you." So, we'll see. That's what it would be. It would be coming from, at least certainly from my desire to say, here at AM360, I can do something maybe to help you really get what you want. And then also, truly, have you get the benefit of what you truly want and what you're praying for.
Well, I'm hoping, because I lost my wife years ago and I'm by myself, but I'm hoping that the maid is single, so maybe we can end up having a relationship down the road.
Right. Now that's why I said right now that I need to try to move on in the program, but that's something I would not want to, at this time for you, I would not want to take your personal desire. Let's talk about it offline, and then we can see what we can do, because that's why we're here. We're here to help with community life. At least I know Healing and Harmony for Humankind, I'm here for that. And so, yes, if there's something I can do that will fit the needs that you have, that are in accordance, we know, with the love and the nature that the human being, that the Creator wants for the human being, hey, it's gonna not be hard, I don't think. So let's do that. But I'm gonna have to move on. I actually have another caller coming into the queue. Maybe they'll be answering for you already. All right, Arnold. But I appreciate you. I say I appreciate you. I so appreciate
you. You know my name.
Your voice.
Did you get my name?
Arnold. Arnold. Right? Arnold.
That's correct. Yes.
That's
now,
right.
can we pray that she's older and cannot give birth because my life.
Nah, we're going too deep, so we're going to have to talk later. I'm going to have to take you out the queue, okay? Yeah, we're getting a little too deep, Arnold. But thank you, and I just want to give you time. But we'll keep that in mind, and you have my number, all right? All right, so I'm going to take another call right now. All right, let me go to the queue. I don't know, you were moved out of the queue. I didn't want to do that like that right away. I wanted you to maybe get a chance to go out, Arnold. Okay, but anyway, here we are. I guess, you know, sometimes I get a little movement on my board, which is great. All right, I've got you in the queue now. My magic 810-399.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Dr. Baeza, and to the 360 family. This is the Preacher Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan. A beautiful day this morning. Thank Allah for blessing us to wake up. I was want to let you know, dear heart, we always appreciate your program and all the information that you're disseminating to us. And I just wanted to kind of help your caller. I first want to tell you, you got the patience of Job. And we appreciate that, too. And tell your caller that, he wants you to pray for him and to bring him a good wife is what he's looking for. But if he believes in the Creator as he says he does, then, I mean, it's nice for other people to say the prayer for you, but you have to believe in your own prayer that you're sending up for what it is that you're wanting, because no one else can make that happen but you, in the belief that you have in the Creator to make that happen. But I just want to commend you, young lady. You're a really sweetheart, taking the time and listening and being patient and everything. But I hope this helped your caller when he make that prayer, because he just made a prayer on his own publicly, even for coming on the phone asking you to make one for him. But if he believes in the Creator as he says he does, he ain't got to worry. He can put that prayer up just in the words he want to put it in. And she'll come just like he wants her to come. I wanted to just share that, Dr. Baeza.
That's beautiful. That's right. Thank you, because that's what he was, and hearing another voice say that he already came on with a humble voice. He wants love. He wants someone that, you know, that will give that spirit of hope and respect for what he would perceive as his disability. And he already said he prayed for that. And he didn't hear that, his power. He didn't hear his own power of that prayer that he put out, that he was bold enough to tell the universe he needed. And so, I thank you for letting him know, too, that you understood and you heard him. And here he's on the right track. Right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you, my dear beloved sister, you know, have you been hearing about, I don't know if you were there last week to hear of the semen and the sperm and the male and the female and the menstrual cycle and the discharging of the blood and the coagulum and, comparing it to the curdling of the cheese, milk from to cheese, and this wonders of, again, what he would be saying that shows that equilibrium between the male and the power of life only rests between that simple and single substance of male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know how you were, you know, kind of ingesting that and then now hearing about the digesters starting out and how we can really prove scientifically what is the power in ourselves and our relationship with our Creator and creation. What
is that?
You know, as they say, are you feeling it? Are we getting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you put this up against the business model of the medical model now, and begin to see the simplicity of the Creator letting us know ourselves and how we work and our purpose here and how we get the best in life. Is that kind of getting out there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. We do have to, we all have to, like you say, believe in what is being given to us. If we're paying that close attention, we're going to be able to, you know, understand. That said, if you wouldn't understand that which Allah is given to each of us, and we don't, you know, other people is fine. It's other people. We love everybody and we need each other. But we have to kind of just kind of stay close ourselves in our relationship with our Lord to bring the clarity that it is that we're needing, you know. And but you got to be paying attention. You can't be having your focus on what somebody else going to do, because the Creator is doing for each and every one of us that which is inside of us and that which we're asking for. But we got to keep our mind on it so we'll be able to be receptive of it when it comes. But I didn't have a lot of time to kind of stay on this morning. I got some people coming out here I'm living in an apartment. I tell everybody, well, I just hate living in an apartment. But, you know, I'm grateful to Allah that I even have somewhere to live. But it's not the apartment. It's not my cup of tea, you know. But I'm here. And so, you know, they have all of the mandatory inspections and things that they want to do. You know, so I'm kind of dealing around with that this morning. But I just heard the young man on there, and he was making a plea. You know, please pray for me. You know, I'm like, well, you're praying already. You know, and I just wanted to get him to look within himself. Yeah, look within himself.
It's for him.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
but I'll speak with them and see if there are resources out there. But listen, would you please text me your new, apparently you have a new number.
Yeah, girl, let me I'll tell you all about that. I'm going to give you a call,
please,
you don't mind.
Me,
I'll give you a call a little bit later in the day.
Absolutely.
And get that straightened out.
All right.
I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Hugs and love to everyone. Have a fantastic day.
All right. Likewise, you too. Be safe. Be well. All right. And nothing like us talking to each other, you know, like we're human beings and we have some regard for one another. But anyway, let me take a break now and do a little pause here while I think about Arnold. And Arnold, we are all thinking about you out here. So don't you fret at all. So just stay with us and keep listening. We've got to bring the other side, unfortunately, what we're facing, but what we can also overcome. Y'all go with me, and you are at Healing and Harmony for Humankind. I am Dr. Mother Sister Teacher Baiza Muhammad, and this is AM360.org, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Don't go away. Stay with me.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, because there is
All right, I am back. Again, this is Dr. Sister Mother Teacher Baiza Muhammad and Healing in Harmony for Humankind or AM360. Now, you know, even though it says that deadline was the 30th of June, honestly, the scholarships for young people, it should be that treasury should be building so that every year more and more can be a given for young people. But really to go and truly find places where they can get the real knowledge of what it is going to take to live as a human beings in a society that is attempting to take all of the life out of the human being and make it so mechanical in their thinking it can be hooked up to a cloud. Still go to that, you know, and call go to the CWSC.us website, and, you know, you can donate and specify. Now, I'd like this to be for the next year for the scholarship. So let this build up so more can be given for the young people to get the proper kind of education that will allow them to work their ways out of this chaos that we're in and bring in the power of their youth and their vigor and the knowledge of themselves. They will be able to bring in a society where the people like Arnold will get the mate he is looking for to help him in the comforts of his life when he feels so much he needs it. So now we're going to have to switch the gears. Unfortunately, I didn't kind of finish to go with the digestive, and, you know, I want you to know then how the blood is going to play a role in your digestion and these different things. But I'll go back to that next week as I chip away at us really understanding the basics of science, the basic building blocks of science are not proteins. The amino acids are not the things that you would be trying to figure out how you have to put that in you in order to get the balance in your body that you cannot achieve, because we're not talking about the fluids that flow in, what they are. We know, we just have to apply it to our thinking of the blood and the phlegm and the yellow colors that indicate the depth of something that is going on in our body, or the blackness of the ghost and the idea of the gloom and the stress and the depressions, and how those things can be removed, and they must be removed right away or they will go into what is chronic and they will linger and they will not give us the quality of life and they will surely not give us peace in our death. So we got that. And then their temperaments, I haven't really, you know, kind of going over the temperaments, that there are temperaments for every form of our ability to know ourselves, ability to heal. And that is we'll say we'll apply those temperaments to character, but we're not applying to healing. We're not applying a cold temperament or a hot temperament or a dry temperament or a wet, moist temperament, you know, or the various things that indicate something is going on in our body, our mind, our spirit. Now, I'll give you this one example. In these books, there are so many pages on fevers. I could not imagine the many types of fevers. Nobody's just telling you, it's telling you fever. If you get a fever, you're going to be hot. Now, I don't even know if they associate the coldness in the body with a fever, but you know it's hot, sweaty, oh, you got a fever, headache, whatever. But they are not telling you really what a fever is doing in relationship to your body trying to help us again. Our body's trying to help us. So I'm looking at all of these different types of fevers. I mean, pages and pages. I hope to be able to go through that, some of it, and capsulize it. But what struck out in my mind when I was looking at another volume of Evan Singer's works, his medicine on medicine, with Alkanoon's, he did it, is it was saying anger, a one-day fever that comes from anger. And it lists the five ways that you can recognize when anger is causing your body to overheat or you to get chills, you know, and or the depressions or those things. Amazing. You would perhaps turn around and think, being angry in your subconscious that you are so-called black, of being angry because you are so, you have to live in an idea of being so-called white, forever trying to be in it, fulfilling a superiority, a supremacy over another human being. And the stresses, the things that come with that, the anger that people are mad at you about that or dislike you about that or charging you with all kinds of things that you just don't want to live with. And the black, this is why this black and white thing. It causes disease. It is the greatest pandemic of dividing human beings based on a prefabricated description that someone else has assigned to your nature and my nature. I'm not accepting it. And so that alone, and I'm in a fever, is going to come for you being angry because you get, you don't have the same rights, or angry because someone is allegedly taking away your authority to have the right. So let's get this medicine first of all for this one. So now we're going to go up to the why would you want to take a medicine that is not found in nature, in your human nature, but it is found in a artificial description of your human nature. And then it can be patented to generate profits and abundance for some and starvation and then deprivation for others. Why would we do that? Why would we turn on our own souls and our own selves? That's the question that eternally we can answer. And this is something that we can really solve for ourselves. We can get the human mates we need to come in with the love, you know, and the understanding of our human relationships and our responsibility to carry out what the Creator wanted for us in our human identity. And then we can really, as they say, we can get it all. So what are we going to do? We want to definitely bring in, you know, our favorite song, with Patricia, she, and this, are we going to start really answering these questions and asking our children to answer these questions and then begin to show them how we achieve this miraculous pleasure of having colors, many colors, compatible with many colors in creation, and what they mean for us in our attractions and our pleasings and pleasures and power and strength and we cover. Yeah. And so are we going to arrive at that point where we can really tackle just this very basic, simple thing that is causing a runaway pandemic, a never-ending pandemic, death and destruction? And are we just going to simply say, we're going to answer these questions and we're not accepting any other false idea of these actions that take us from our humanity? All right, so you should have the young people here now ready to go along with this song and answer these questions. And just say to them, why would you do, or we, or you or not, you know, why would you not want to answer these questions? So let us see, can we bring in Patricia Shee? This thing is really just truly not functioning for me properly. Flying like a kite in the wind. And I'm just telling you this. Really not the sun that that our beloved sister mentioned is also here. And whenever I have this site, I can't close it out completely. Apparently, it has a real effect on my cursor. So I'm just trying to make it come into where it should be. There we go. It just moves on its own. All right, so here we are. So be ready to answer the questions yourself. My goodness.
Why do they call you Yellow Man? You're not yellow at all. Yellow is the color of the morning sun and dandelions and chicken soup and legal pads and fearful minds. Yes, yellow is the color of all these things, but people are not the same. You remind me of the golden rule whenever I say your name. Oh, bum ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum bum. Why do they call you Red Man? You're not red at all. Red is the color of the climbing rose and traffic lights and tomatoes and chicken pox and bloody nose and angry words. Yes, red is the color of all these things, but people are not the same. I can see the rosy future whenever I say your name. Oh, bum ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum bum. Why do they call you Black Man? You're not black at all. Black is the color of a light not there, and daddy's shoes and mommy's hair and bowling balls and question marks and blind despair. Yes, black is the color of all these things, but people are not the same. I have had the deepest thoughts whenever I say your name. Oh, bum ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum bum. Why do they call you White Man? You're not white at all. White is the color of the petticoats and Elmer's glue and Billy Goats and falling snow and burning shame. Yes, white is the color of all these things, but people are not the same. I can see the clearest light whenever I say your name. Oh, bum ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum bum. Oh, what do you call your fellow man if color doesn't matter at all? Anything so long as in the name of love and forgiveness and hopefulness and lasting peace and dignity and brotherhood. For many are the colors of all these things, but people are all the same. We're each other's brothers and sisters, we all have one name. Oh, bum ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum 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 ba ba bum bum bum.
All right, dear beloved brothers and sisters, listeners, why in the world would we want to hang on to the worst and the longest running pandemic that anyone can participate in? Death, disability, destruction, a ruin of material, the comforts all over, resources all over the world. Why would anyone want to something that we can really do something about right away? It's to stop calling someone's identification of our character, written by someone else and written to establish opposites, because when you read the definition of white and black, it starts off at the very beginning, opposites. White, and it would say opposite to black. Black, opposite to white. In contrary to one another. From the very beginning, the writer is letting you know this description is set to set humanity against each other in itself. Why would one still want to cling to that? Why would we not want to get well? Why wouldn't we want to do that? you have to answer that, I think, for yourself, and how do you pass it on to someone else? How do you tell the children, you're black, so you better be careful when you go out? You know, you can be shot walking, talking, singing, chewing gum. You might not get the proper equality in education or finance or home, housing, or whatever. And to pass that on generation, that sickness, on generation after generation after generation. And the so-called people who are white are being told, you have no obligation to live within the capacity of your humanness. You can just do whatever you want to do. Whether it's harm against others because you want to hold on to the power of an identity that doesn't even call upon you to have the right to know there's a greater power over you. You think you're it, and you can never reach that, and so you look for every external substance to try to keep your mind from thinking that you could reach the heights of the Creator itself. And you find people not liking you for that because you do things by any means necessary and you don't like yourself. You think you're going to become extinct. You're looking over your shoulder all the time. Somebody's going to take you out of here. And all of those things on both the black and the white identity written by someone else has caused the greatest illness, the greatest disease that lingers into disease the planet Earth is seeing. And, you know, we can easily get the antidote. Just stop calling ourselves that. Write that dictionary company. Sign a petition to say, take it out. You will not poison another generation. You will not turn us against each other in another generation. And we, as those who have grown up, we will no longer be participants in your determination to destroy the human rights and the human life the Creator alone has endowed you with. It says, if you're going to call yourself anything, let it be in the name of love. Let it be in the name of brother and sisterhood. Let it be in the name of peace and dignity. How would we dare want that to go on and to pass it on and give that poison to our young? That's the question. Want to answer it? I'd love it. So that's the one big thing we can do immediately. And we will see a world opening up to the young now that allows them to explore everything. We will find mates who come with confidence and care and honesty and trust and love. We will do that. All right. I'm asking. So now here we go. Now you can see it. That question is not going to be answered. That's the pandemic. I'm going to now take you to what? I can take you to where the new president of the United States could simply say, he could say what he said to the other pandemic that one group of people brought in and said, this is a pandemic. And then a president, he's now saying, it's no pandemic. One group of people said it's brought in. And one person said, it's brought out. So now, if that's the power, who could say, WHO, if people believe it, they want to follow the science, WHO could say, there is no black and white crayon color putting human beings at odds with one another, giving one idol worship supremacy, and the other one giving them the curse of the devil. It's over. Who can come in and say that? Or surely Biden can say, that pandemic is over. We're telling the dictionary companies, stop. Okay. If the people won't, they could do it, couldn't they? They just did this with one pandemic, right? So let's go and see here how easy we could just do it with black and white. And right away, we would begin to maybe start, what? Looking at ourselves in our healing capacity. Looking at and finding the human love in us and finding the unity in us. And just, the criminals, the criminals, they would literally incarcerate themselves. So think about that, because I've been calling for this quite a while, and I think, you know, that we can get to that point where we're unafraid peacemakers, we're brave enough to just say, no, all of you leaders who have made money off of this, all of the people who have written the books of the blaming and the sorrow and the stealing and the colonizing and the slavery and all of the so-called reparations and repairing of the soul, all of that now, we are going to get rid of that plague so that we can truly get human beings well and healthy enough to deal with these things with rational souls, rational thinking. All right. It's on our minds. So let's go see what the President of the United States said about this other invisible virus that we can only say it had to come from a creator if that's what we're saying is out there that's killing people or disarming people or disabling people, because it's a virus, invisible to the naked eye, to the people, and to anybody, to any eye, under a microscope or anything. And so if it's invisible, then like air comes from the creator, then they're saying, I guess people would be saying who believe it, that the virus also came from the creator. But somehow the human beings figured out that they could create a drug for all of humanity without individual considerations for everybody's different needs, and to then have to really have a close relationship with the people that they say they want to give something to that will heal them, and know individually what their temperament is, know what their, how their particular humors, their fluids are flowing out of their traditions and their cultures and their habits, you know, how they're utilizing the earth and the air and the water and the fire. We would have to have people in the healing arts who knew human beings, who understood their relationship with another human being to help that human being out of their concentration on the study to get a cure when there's a disease, a lingering disease, to be able to prevent it when they see the least first sign that comes up in them, that if anger can cause a fever, have you flushing, turning red in the face or hot in the body and sweating, or your urine flowing out of will, or your heart beating and rushing, we would know that. We would want to know, what is this anger? What is this making us angry like this that would change our body's healing relationship with us? We know that right away and say, okay, good, inhale, hype a little bit, kind of relax. Let me get the counterpart going. Let me get some laughter out of this. Let me find the humor in it. All right, here we go. Here's President Biden letting you know now, right?
Hey, everyone, did you hear? The pandemic's over. Joe Biden said so. Check it out.
Is the pandemic over? The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it.
But how can he be in such good spirits when Americans are still losing jobs over a vaccine requirement? In New York City, 850 teachers were just fired for noncompliance over an at-best questionable vaccine perpetuated by pandemic profiteers. Nothing to see there. But if we aren't in a pandemic anymore, shouldn't those people who are arguably medically discriminated against be reinstated? Things just don't really add up in this twisted, contorted, backwards reality that Americans are far too eager to accept. the majority of our population willfully goes along with nonsense and lies from politicians and the mainstream media daily. Some people are so literally brainwashed, they are just so excited for the next opportunity to comply. Can I have another shot, sir? Another vaccine? My papers? Go and ask for your papers. To quote TJ, when government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Now, I don't believe Americans are stupid. I believe we are systematically dumbed down, distracted, divided, and above all, living in fear. To those with the eyes to see, the Democrats and the mainstream media are blatantly in a coordinated campaign effort to normalize a yearly vaccine. Now, how much can we really trust the data when the entities funding the research are not neutral third parties? Why is the data that shows the benefits of natural immunity clearly being suppressed? You know, my college economics teacher told us that for any answer we didn't know, if we wrote money, we would at least get some credit. So let's follow the money. We follow the money. The answer as to why we need a yearly vaccine is because Big Pharma doesn't make money off of natural immunity. Now, the pseudo-intellects love to cling on, but we need to trust the science. They don't trust the science. They love to group in the MAGA Republicans, conservatives, and conspiracy theorists all together and call us science deniers. And to a degree, I suppose their assertion is partially true. I cannot trust the cult of scientism led by Bill Gates, friend of the late Jeffrey Epstein, that real science has been hijacked by. Is it crazy to question who is funding certain research? Is it crazy to not trust heavily redacted documents? Why can't I be skeptical of something that drug companies and their stockholders made billions of dollars from? I've got to give it to them, though. Their marketing tactics work good. They used guilt, blame, and shame. And they even gave away free fries. They coerced a lot of people. Alas, I fear the government's push for the vaccine was not truly for the good of the people. But my message today is this. It's not your fault for falling for the programming through propaganda and socially engineered consent. It's really well disguised. I get it. They had me going for a long time. There are billions and billions of dollars spent every year to keep your mind in a box with no nuance, where blue is good no matter what, and red is bad no matter what, and President Donald Trump is unmentionable. But it is your responsibility to get a grip on reality and start thinking for yourself. You must stop being so willing to believe everything the mainstream media tells you. Remember, united we stand and divided we fall. Those are just my thoughts for today. What do you think? Can Americans overcome the fear and social conditioning and stand united? Or are we doomed to fail? Is it too late? Be sure to like and share this video and leave a comment below. Tell me what you think. Thank you for your time and attention. Stay free and God bless us all.
All right. That's okay. And, you know, she mentioned the redacted document data. And that means they blacked out some of the things that we should know, and they block it out so that you don't know it, and which means that then changes the actual factual list of the data. And, you know, we played where all of these people's voices on the media that's sponsored by Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, all of these. I mean, they work hard. They really do. And, again, as we say, we could simply put in black and white where we were putting in the idea of a virus and the coercion and the 24/7 marketing in order to keep those things going on in our society. But, you know, people are waking up. Now, let me go to this particular clip here. some time ago. I mean, gosh, it's been maybe, I don't know, probably over a year, I think, ago. And it was before the idea of the pandemic, because I would bring a lot of live guests on, and I have a number of doctors I brought on who were of the what people would think alternative. But no, you know, when we are looking at real science and real medicine, this becomes a traditional or the tradition of the people. To fall back on that, it becomes a part of their culture to use that. And it is not the alternative. It is the first thing that they would be going to is how do we heal, how do we prevent, how do we cure, how do we recover, and what do we do, what in creation do we use to do that? Is it the air we use? Instead of a tank filled with air and a chemical? No, do we just get the air that's there? Do we find the air along the waterways? Do we find air in our communities better with trees and that trees and less pollutants of the cigarettes and alcohol and other kinds of things? And do we create communities to where we can take from nature the healing things that we need? Or do we then allow someone to just come along and take away all of the real science, the real medicine that we can see working, and give us an artificial idea and then program, brainwash, coerce, as they say, the guilt, the fear, the shame, all of those changing the body chemicals, all of those causing fevers that literally will cause the heat again, the temperament of the heat in the body to overwhelm and overload to where you can be so hot. You may go hurt somebody. You may decide you want to hurt yourself. You know, or you may be so cold that you are in pain and you're cold in your cold relationships with one another, or the coldness in your body that's leading to death, you know, or the moisture in the body where the fluids are making part your eyes, the fluid that run from it stick together, conjunctivitis, they'll give a name and things like that, right? Just imagine these temperaments that are compatible really with the mood of the human being, with the healing of the human being, with the sickness of the human being, all given to us free right in our hands. And we've turned it over to someone else to artificialize. And thinking, I guess, you tell me, and we can't do anything about it. But I had this particular person on years ago, and he, I'm going to give you this one first, but I am going to bring up a clip, and it talks about the cancer, if you remember, those who remember that, cancercontrolsociety.com. Every year they have an annual conference, and the 45th annual conference, and Frank Cosinet, the president of cancercontrolsociety.com, came on this broadcast and gave us a wonderful overview of all of the many doctors, or whether they were naturopathic doctors, whether they were medical doctors, and the medical doctors of every specialist, and you know, then you've had the other, like it could be even the acupuncture therapy, the bee venom therapy, it could be the massage therapy, it could be the yoga, it could be the application of energy, it could be a multitude of things that are compatible and natural with the human being. And this convention, this cancercontrolsociety.com, bring all of these people of all of these different specialists and all of these different healing arts, bring them showing that cancer could be controlled, prevented, and absolutely wiped out and cured. And Frank Cosinet was right here on this program talking about this, you know, because I literally told you about the young woman who had been diagnosed with a lump. She put a lump in her breast. They did a biopsy. And you're going to hear something about these things, these tests, too. Go into playing that. And she had the, and I tell this story again, she had the biopsy and left a message for me that she needed to come in and have some natural things done because she had been coming to my health store and doing different services and, you know, conscious of cleansing her body out, doing her through the pores of the feet and also through red the feces and urination. And I mean, she was did her supplements and she was trying to do right. And as I said, she was an international flight attendant, so she flew in and out around the world. And wherever she got off, she had to eat in the Air Force. You know, they were up in the airplanes, going up in the altitude and coming down, not having an opportunity to drink adequate water. The people who work in the airline industry suffer greatly. And they inherit a lot of the what is perceivably the tumors. And I've even had a host of them that were suing the airlines because of, you know, them not having the ability to have a real life. But anyway, this particular woman, I told you, we went through all this. I went into even the live food because I wanted her to change everything and put her on a plan, let her volunteer in my store to cover the supplements that she would need because they could get expensive. And in 3 months, Jet said, "You don't go near the airport." And in 3 months, when she returned, literally the doctors could not find those tumors. And all that time where they were so rare that they were going to rush her in or she would die, which took itself months to heal. And then not having her die of this rare cancer that they had not seen, and they were so aggressive it was going to get her, never happened. At least I know that. In the 3 months that she was involved in her lifestyle change, those tumors were gone in her breast. That lump was gone. And as I said, a few years later, when I saw her coworkers, they said, "We just saw her running through the airport saying, 'Go live, go raw.'" So we know at least a few years later, she was still going and keeping her breasts and keeping them from invading her body with tests and surgeries. And I've seen this with many people healing. So I have many testimonies for the people who really not only change their way they approach their physical, but when we approach, change how we approach our mental. And we do find the love in ourselves, and we do find the understanding and the compassion in ourselves. We begin to really see that nobody can hardly get in with their little diabolical voices and turn us inside out against ourselves and each other. No, we don't. And they know that. All right, so let's go here now. And right now, what I'm going to do, because part of what was discussed by Frank Cassino when he listed, they would go into Mexico to see the clinics that were truly getting rid of this number one money-making so-called disease, cancer, and running this particular man out, Harry Huxley. And it was one of my studies in my naturopathic studies. That was one of the books that I had to read, and it was called When Healing Becomes a Crime. Imagine that. When healing becomes a crime. And if healing is becoming a crime, then sickness is what gives you. Can you imagine being made to think that sickness gives you justice and healing is a crime? Oh, no. Okay. But this is Harry Huxley, that the American Medical Association began its real stronghold of getting those people who were dealing with natural, the nature, the laws of nature to heal, get them out of this healing art field and bring in what we see today, the business model, of the medical model to patent and make a profit off of poisoning the human community. Here we are. Let's go.
Max Gale, and I was asked to narrate this film because the filmmakers knew that my wife had died of cancer, and I had dealt in a deeply personal way with the dilemma their film addresses. Choosing a therapy for her was confusing, paralyzing, anguishing, sometimes enraging. On the one hand, the doctors held little hope that they would have a cure for her. On the other hand, they were resistant to the many alternative approaches. They seemed to have a definite and sincere point of view, and yet they seemed to know so little about these other therapies. I had to wonder.
Now, listen, beloved, listen, I have to come in here because even he, see, he's been so convinced that the natural, that nature is an alternative to artificial. No, it's the other way around. You got, we think, listen, talking about the natural remedy that would have saved his wife, Creator Williams, and he's giving it the alternative to the poisoning ones, and saying they are the traditional. It's the other way. And this is why we started out with Evan Sina saying that Islamic medicine is profoundly different from the modern medicine because it looks at the traditions that offers prevention and cure compatible with the elements of nature. We must get these things turned around. So he's going to keep saying it, and you have to keep saying to yourself, when he says alternative, you say natural. When he says alternative, you say traditional. When you do, and keep playing it in your mind so you can ward off this idea that what the Creator offers is an alternative that can be kept away from humanity because the artificial, man-made, dominates. No, indeed.
If a cancer cure were discovered outside of formal medical institutions, would these doctors ever know about it? Would it ever reach the general public? Of course it would, you might say, but consider this. There are scores of alternative cancer clinics around the world claiming high success rates. Yet most of these treatments have been banned in the United States or driven out of the country without an investigation. Why? The dissident practitioners say that it has to do with medical politics, that their medical point of view is being suppressed. There is a disturbingly similar pattern that actually does run through most of their stories. To get to the heart of the dilemma, we have chosen to look in depth into one of these alternative clinics because the story,
traditional, not alternative,
of the Hoxie cancer treatment is a classic case history of these medical politics. Many patients believe the Hoxie treatment cures cancer.
All right, now I'm going to stop this and I'm going to play this next week because this is the Hoxie. And he began this, there was this great battle against him because he, his father, however, I don't know whether the people during the plantation days, the herbal things that they knew about healing, his father was able to, you know, hear that and be taught that. And so he, Huxley's father, created this formula that was to cure cancer. And the thing was, the big dramatic one was to show the open a brain of a man who his literally his brain was open and you could see the festering of it inside from the cancer eating it up. And they had done all of the standard things, the chemotherapy and everything, and nothing. And then Huxley was able to apply this formula on the man, and it closed up, and I've certainly seen this is not far-fetched. It closed up this opening and began to heal and saw that really the skin covered back over the brain, and this person became rid of those tumors eating him up. So this was the Huxley, but he was run out, finally won many cases against this is how the old FDA and all of these systems were coming into being to create this profit-making business model that we are living under now that we call the medical model. And so I'm going to come back and bring a lot of that next week because I'm running out of time. But I do want you to hear this part of this one here, because this is really kind of giving you an idea of the biopsies and the many different things that that are being done that we must now bring in a new understanding of it. And this one is called this one, I'm going to give you the one where he's talking about, let me see what this is here. Okay. This is therapies with, this is the annual Cancer Control Society, and you're going to actually hear a person, one of the people who, you know, they have hundreds of people who come there, made it very reasonable people to participate. And that's how, when I told her about this, that's what changed her mind from growing up under the standard therapies. And I don't think today she certainly would not have been in the same person and been alive, maybe even not. So this particular speaker is speaking to some degree about that. At the Cancer Control Society, nobody's telling anybody about. They just think there's only one method of treating this idea of cancer.
Care of it for over a year, and then you're worried that it may be in the liver or somewhere else. Sometimes you have to do PET scans to see the enormity of the problem, because then it will change which treatment avenue you're going to go to. So, but we can prevent radiation poisoning and radiation toxicity by giving the patients treatments, natural homeopathic treatments, before, during, and after the PET scan, because a PET scan is 600 times the radiation as a chest X-ray. Now, you probably don't know too much that biopsies in and of themselves are injurious, correct? Just a simple biopsy is injurious to the patient. So you've got to think about that. You should be preparing a patient before their biopsy, if they're even going to recommend biopsy. But you're going to see, we know how to tell which cancer it is before you don't need a biopsy now. You can do liquid biopsies now. But a biopsy creates seeding. They did a post-mortem evaluation of patients who had biopsy procedure before, and they saw the line of seeding. It is real. Don't let any one doctor tell you about it. Just like when you have surgery. Surgery, unfortunately, creates seeding. This is just a sampling of the natural things. This is not everything. Not everything is here that gets rid and helps get rid of cancer-causing apoptosis, which is your natural programmed cancer cell death. So these are, again, just a sampling. It's not everything. So you've heard of hyperthermia. Hyperthermia has been around for years and years and years, not in this country, but in Europe. It is covered by their medical insurance plan, hyperthermia. Cancer cells specifically do not like heat, so they die.
Now, there's your heat. There's one of those elements. Cancer does not like heat. It will burn it up. All right, now here we go. We'll come back. And the biopsies, what they are, injurious, she said, injurious. And that was the thing we had to struggle with that, the particular client that I had, was the biopsy had created an injury that was going to literally take, if they were talking about operating within 3 days, but that biopsy that they took literally took almost a whole 3 months to really heal up. Injurious to the body.
It is a very effective, non-toxic treatment that augments your immune system and kills the cancer. We particularly use a machine from France because of the research we've done to figure out what's best. So cancer cells don't like heat, and they do. And if you have to do chemotherapy and hyperthermia are synergistic. I don't know if you guys have heard of mistletoe. Yes, you've heard of mistletoe. So mistletoe is a one.
That's an herb, mistletoe. All right.
Wonderful natural plant substance that helps you handle chemo better, creates a better sense of well-being in the patient, helps the patient be in an overall better state. They have less complications and better quality of life. So
now I'm going to say this too. They've done the 2,000 studies on garlic, and basically if garlic is taken, you probably heard me say this before, it's been proven that if garlic is taken within 15 minutes of that x-ray or that chemo, it will stop that chemo from destroying what they would say the health, what they want to say cells, but it's going to stop the blood, the toxicity that has entered into the blood that must be carried back up to the lungs to try to be admitted through the exhalation or the excretionary systems, that it's going to, has the force to really, let's say, neutralize the impact of that radiation. Garlic does. And if you take that, it will keep the healthy, it would keep the healthy systems in the body, the circulation of the blood and the flow of the oxygen. It will keep them from being polluted to the degree that now this idea of the cancer is flowing to every other organ, every other vein and vessel in the body, where they'll come back and say, my goodness, it's spread out throughout. So this is garlic, and she's giving mistletoe. So this is the natural plant. That is not the alternative. That is the tradition that we should be looking toward first. Nothing artificial. Nothing that would stimulate a war of wages, a profit-making industry that would have no regard for human life. So let's go right back and see how much I can get in this head for that.
It is something that we give to a lot of our patients for a lot of different reasons. I don't know if you've heard of salicinium. Salicinium's only been around for about 6 years, and it is a natural substance that also goes after anaerobic cells. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize that cancer thrives in a hypoxic environment. That's how they get cancer cells. They dial down the oxygen to the cell, and you can create cancer.
So now, again, where it says cell, you've got to say oxygen to the liver, oxygen to the kidneys, oxygen to the spleen, oxygen to the thyroid, oxygen to the kidneys, to the gallbladder, oxygen to the intestines, oxygen, air and water, purified. They're not getting to the cell. It's getting to the members of us that have to function through the flowing of the humors in and out of us. This idea of the cell, I challenge that for sure, because the cell is a place of confinement, a place of punishment, a place of fear and anxiety, and a place where you think you can't get out of it. But that's not the human being. The human being is connected with space, with the unseen creator. You can fly. You can go beyond the barriers of these things and boundaries that they've established in our physical life, our material life, and our spiritual life. We have to stop thinking the way they keep feeding us 24 hours and go with the natural and the nature of ourselves and find our cure and our healing, find our love, find our unity, find our global distribution, all of the free things in a balanced way to all people have access to them. That's just going to take a rational soul. I don't even see how much time. I don't know if I have much more time. But this is one of the speakers that would be one of the professionals. Check this. Yeah, that would be at the cancercontrolsociety.com. As I said, Frank, did I say his name? Castanou. He came on and he told all about the tour and the many presentations and Very reasonable, you know, the tour to go into Mexico, to go into the Huxley Clinic, and to see the many the proven testimonies, and not that, in Mexico, many other clinics are opening up where they're using more of the natural approaches to healing. And so people are going into Mexico. It is the United States of America. It is Israel. It is those countries that are looking to maintain an idea of a world power, to dominate the wealth, to dominate the mentality, you know, to control the resources of nature for themselves. They are the ones that have people thinking kind of upside down and inside out, you know, thinking the idea that white is superior and supreme when there's only one supreme and superior, and that all human beings, irregardless of the shades of their skin, have an obligation to be human, have an obligation to do what other human beings we all want to do, but our families, our community life, and our national life, our financial life, our educational life, we want to live as human beings. And so this is for us. The natural things are for us. These synthetic, these artificial, these made up, these things that run off of fear and shame and guilt are killing the people, killing the children, taking away that life, that self-evident truth that your and my creator endowed us, gave us this endowment, inalienable rights. Right, how more powerful can it be, unalienable? You can't lean on them. They are not foreign to our nature. They are compatible with our nature. They're the same thing that's in our nature. That's what makes us here. Something that is the same thing in its nature that we have in our nature. They become total allies to one another. So we can do these things simply by us now changing the script. And that's a spiritual freedom fight. You don't have to cause bloodshed. You don't have to pick up any guns. You don't have to fight against your become civil dissidents. You don't. You just have to begin to teach it different, talk it different, share it different, and stand on the square. Don't move off your square. Stand on it. And then bring more and more into that. And then when you move off of that square, take it out into the world. Take it out into your families. Take it out into your community. Take it out. Get that poison out of ourselves. And you will see a miraculous change that all of the prophetic people knew could happen if we, the people, would connect with our Creator. Look at creation in the way it's been all laid out for us to be compatible, for us to have it all, and not let anyone take it from us. All right, I'm going to do a little bit more of this, then I'm going to come back. I might do this. Let me come back and just give you all a chance to say something, because I think I'm coming up really close. So if you want to push one, you know, and I'm going to play these, continue to play these two next week, because I think you'll be good to know a lot of people out here that they've turned, you know, off of all of the other tragic number ones, the cancer, the cardiovascular problems, and the prostates, and all that was turned off for 2 years, and now it's coming back once again, showing that it's still number one, it's still high on the list. None of that has changed. One out of two people or two out of three will die from cancer. You know, mastectomies, cutting off people's breasts, you know, all taking out their various members, saying that they are going to kill you if we don't get them out and give you an artificial one or give you some drugs. All of these things, we can absolutely, really, immediately use the remedies of nature in our thinking, our spiritual thinking, and in our physical application, right? And in our moral life. We will see healing like never before. We will see him like never before. We will see what it really likes to be a human being, to feel like a human being, to think like a human being, free, free of someone dragging us through the muck and mire, up, down, slush, slash. We would be free. We'd wash ourselves off of that hypocrisy, and we would see what it's like to look at a beautiful, shining human being. Just look at that. Imagine our children growing up with that power. And we are the force behind it. Say, beloved listeners, if you want to push one, just simply hear what you think. You've got to be feeling in you the pulsation of healing, the pulsation of your spirit. You've got to feel that. You've got to want to go out and jump and say, oh, yeah, the sun is shining for me differently. The air I breathe, I'm sucking it in with a new understanding. I'm looking at myself, my beautiful self. I'm looking at my hands and my fingers. I'm looking at what my toes and feet can do. I'm looking at what my eyes can see, my ears can hear. I'm looking at my chest going up and down. I'm seeing myself in a new light. And it's a wonderful spiritual awareness. Push one, somebody. Let me hear from you. But if not, I'm going to be trying to get us up out of here on time. I think we'll check to see. I'm going to see if I need to bring in. We're kind of close here. Yeah, we're close. So I think I maybe will, while you're, I know this is a lot, but it's okay because, you know, just inhale it personally and, you know, take it in personally. And you have your right now to kind of think through all this and sort it out and make, you know, your determination on what you take on and what you want. And begin to feel, you know, that there's a creator that has never abandoned us, right with us, and we can have it all. I'm going to bring in an announcement here just to try to keep up with myself. So you stay with me. Don't go away. I'll be coming right back and trying to close out our broadcast for the day. Don't go away. Stay with me. I love you.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Pitzer as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. All right. Now you can know a few things that are going on here, and you check it out. And I played earlier a courtship and marriage, which will be coming on later today, this evening. You don't want to miss that. You know, look at newly what marriage means and what courtship really means, and look at it from the perspective of your relationship with your creator, the powers that you have in yourself to know about the semen and the sperm and how human life is brought in and how it's formed and the powers that you have that allows us to do that and the breath in our life and, oh, my, you know, all of these fluids that flow, everything. The creator's given us everything for us to make it through life, even against all the odds. Giving it to us to make it through life and freely giving it to us. All we're asked to do is to take what is free and to utilize it so that everyone will have the appropriate abundance to build whatever their dreams and their visions are, to just live a comfortable life. It's all there if we have leaders and responsible people, rational thinkers, who are willing to make sure that that global distribution is fairly distributed like the Creator distributed to nature. The sun is for everyone. The rain is for everyone. The air is for everyone. The earth is for everyone. The basic science that we start with is for everyone. Not hell from anyone, no matter what. Equal distribution. So we can do that also as we utilize all of those benefits. We can do that with right thinking, rational thinking, with people who go to the vegetative, who go to the sensitive moral stage, who go into the spiritual stage of our rational thinking and begin to have our human relationships with each other and most of all our individual personal relationships with our Creator. But with that, I am Dr. Sister Mother Teacher Baiza Muhammad, kind of coming up here to the end of this broadcast for today and letting you know how thankful I am that you stay with me and that you're here and I see you. And I pray, you know, that is a prayer that, tell me how close. Right, that we're all getting it, that we're going to see emerge a new generation in compliance with the long existing one world order by a one universal, worldly, all of the created things, Creator. You get that? We got it. So don't go away. Let me bring in this my last song, and the song I like to leave out here with peace. I like to come in with peace, and I like to go out with peace. So just stay with me a little longer, and I'll be right back.
Peace.
Now, just imagine, you know, listening to that song. And when every moment, and, you know, every step we take, every moment, wanting peace, just that flowing through our body, that energy flowing through our body, that's healing. That power is healing. It really positions you to think you can stand up against anything. It really pulls out of us this love, this powerful strength of peace. I just, you know, whenever I hear, you know, how the Creator blessed it, people like Gladys Knight, who sings that song, and even Patricia Shee on her Lighthearted, and she does things with children, and she's teaching them to answer the questions and the duplexities that will twist their little souls in and out and deliver them up as babies to a diabolical plan to destroy them. But then here's Gladys Knight coming, appealing to the adult mind and pumping it out with a voice given to her by the Creator, pushing forth that energy. And we don't have to do anything but listen to it. We just, when we can really absorb the power of the Creator in ourselves and in the rest of creation for ourselves, we will not see the tragedies that are befalling us. No, indeed, they won't stand. They can't live. They won't thrive. They're unnatural. They won't thrive in the natural. They're thriving because we have submitted to the unnatural identities, the unnatural substances, the unnatural belief in science, the unnatural belief in our spiritual life of the power of man as a God instead of the power of the God in mankind. Well, my beloved listeners, that's it for me, I think. I want you to just absorb everything, go back and listen to all of these broadcasts, tie them together. You've got a class here, it's free. Let's see where we are. Yeah, close to our time. So you've got this is free. You know, like I said, you can go to these other institutions and you can pay, and they're offering it to everybody. All kind of classes in technology, courses in technology, degrees. They're offering all of it, right, to you. Oh, so you can go out and program, be a part of the programming of humanity. But you're going to get nowhere free what it means to be a human being so that the programming is not on you and me. The programming is where it's supposed to be, using it to further our ability to help the masses get the equality and the principles of life. This is worth more than money than you could have right here at AM 360. Tell everybody, because it's free. You can make it educational units if you like, and I'll be happy to stand behind you and say this is the highest degree that you will ever achieve in this artificial educational system that we often say has dumbed us down. This is lifting us up. There's no comparison. And so, your love, this is because I love you, and the love makes me go on from you, and you keep coming, and we're going to try to give you as much as we can here and show you how to live. All right, I'm hearing the call back there. So today, just love yourself most of all. Love yourself because you are created by a Creator of love. Love yourself. Respect yourself. Honor yourself. You know, do that first. And when that happens, you will pick up the love of others who are doing the same. And then you will take that into a family life. And the little children who come through, you'll know now how you and your husband, semen and sperm, how you all have come together. You'll understand your menstrual cycle, and you'll understand the coming into the human being and the formation of all of its members. And you'll understand when it comes into human life what your responsibility will be in joy. And then you'll build that family life And then you'll take that out into your community life. You'll keep your trees so that you can get the beauty and the oxygen and all of the fruits and ornaments that the trees provide, the joy that the trees provide and the grass that the trees provide. And you'll bring into your community stores where you can get fresh food and you can go and talk to people who are happy because they're not being given poison. You'll have a clinic to go to where they'll look at you and say, are you angry? You're flushing. You have a fever. You got chills. You're frightened. Let's get that taken care of. And all the many other things that happen to us that we can remedy very easily in many instances. And then you can go to your nation and say, well, you frauds. You have been presenting yourself fraudulently. And that is against the Constitution of the United States of America. You did an oath of affirmation that you would uphold we the people's rights. You have failed us, and you left us with a failed model. And therefore, we have our moving van outside. We're going to be gentle and move you out to a place where you can do no harm anymore. And we're going to move in a new thinking people who are unafraid peacemakers and their spiritual freedom fighters to give humanity what it really deserves and what the Creator had planned for it in the principles of life. Take away their keys and just wrap them in the paddy wagon of the van and move them off and get them out of the way. All right, beloved listeners, you have a wonderful rest of the day. I do love you so much. And be safe and please be well. And Creator willing, I'll be back. Get your laughter going. Get that cannabis going. Breathe in and breathe out. and I'll leave you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Have a wonderful rest of the day.